I'm just going to say a bunch of horrors today. Not a regular format. But in order not to skip, we have a double shalim. Or the Abbas of Boys Pinsa Chomet Lor and Erk. Homak Moshe Mechinish Mechomet Tain Tzor Pedika. Lameh Omru Bei Shuruz Memarasiv. And when did they say that two rows in a wine cellar do need Pedika? That's Homak Moshe Mechinish Mechomet. Those are the part of the wine cellar where they people bring in chametz because the waiter goes down in the middle of the meal and takes and is eating a sandwich while he's going down. What are those two rows? Veshamer and Beis Shuruis Alpenei Kol Amasiv. It's a lemur Shtei Shuruis Hachitzenish Hein Elyenis. We're going to see the Gemara later on. The Gemara explains what the machlokes is. So the Gemara Vayta Mayo. What does the word or mean? More than you know. Avuna Menagi. Avuna says or means Nagi, which is the morning. Yehuda Maledi, it means the big machlok is la locha. When do you do the Bidikas Chometz? Do you do it the morning of the Yadal? Do you do the night of Yadal? So much like this. Kosak Daitov the Mandam and Nagi Nagi Mamish. Mandam Maledi, the Mash. The one that happened to learn that the one who said day meant day. And then there's a machlok is what the word or means. Does it mean day or night? May say, Fekdi Gomorrah. Haboiker or. Vanoshim Shofu, where was this said? By the Achei Yosef. When it came the next morning, they sent them back to Yaakov Avinu. So the Gemara learned that the way to read the pasuk is Haboiker Or, the Boiker, which is Or. So it's a noun. Liner, a noun means a description or something. Yeah. The Boiker, which is Or. So we see that the word Or means Boiker. The Gemara says, no, Miksiv Ha Or Boiker. It doesn't say the Or, which is Boiker. It says Fakir. Haboiker E Or is a verb. Command the Omat Safranar, the morning got lit up. So it's very interesting. Look, Rashi. Haboiker or Xiv, Hai or Lav Shame Doverhu, it's not a noun. Haboiker Eir. When the morning came and it became light, so then they left. What the Gemara say? The pshat of the pasuk over here is not coming to say that or which is boiker means when the boiker it got light the next morning and then they left. Why? Why? Because a person should not say Rav Yudam Rav that a person should not leave before Netzach Amo, because of Chayas and Listim. So there's a very big Lishitos over here, Machlekes Rashi Tosis, believe it or not. You all know that the Gemara, you all know that there are two times in the morning. There's Aleis HaShachar and there's Netzach Amo. Aleis HaShachar is the beginning of the day. The Mishnah says in Megillah that all mitzvahs of the day start by Aleis HaShachar. Mitzvahs, which why the day, the halachic day starts in Aleis HaShachar. Netzach Amo is when the sun comes out. So there's a double lishitas over here. Rashi over here says that when you go out on the way, you should wait till Netzach Amo, Rashi says. He doesn't say Yom, the beginning of the day. Why? Because Rashi says, because list of Bechayos. Rashi says, because list of Bechayos. The Gemara says in Saita, the Gemara brings down the Pasuk to Hillel. Tizrach Shemesh Yesof, boy Tirmois Kol Chayas Eyar. Tizrach Shemesh, when the sun comes out, it means when do the Chayas and the Listim go back into their caves? When Netzach Amo. So Rashi learns that the reason is because of Listim and Chayas. That's only Netzach Amo, not Alois. So I want to show you something very interesting. The Gemara said two pshatim in the pasuk, in the psukim, when did Achei Yosef go out? The first pshat was, they left in the morning, the beginning of the day. Or, which is Boiker, right? The second pshat was when it became light. Then the Gemara brought the story of Yudam Arav that a person shouldn't go out until it becomes light.
It's Nagi.
The Marsha, one second. The Marsha, Nagi's morning. The Marsha's, The Marsha's Medayik, that the din that Yehuda Marav said that you shouldn't leave until the night's over, you shouldn't leave during the night, was only after the Gemara changed the pshat. The Gemara said two pshat. One pshat was they waited till the morning and they left. And Or, which is Boiker, they left in the Boiker. The second pshat was when it became light outside, they left. And then the Gemara brought Yehuda Marav. The Mashal's Medayik, and it's Medayik like that in Rashi, that the member that we learn out of here that you shouldn't travel by night was learned out of only after the Pshat changed. If the Pshat was when it became morning, or which is Boiker, so then there's no riot to the din of Rudu Rav. Now that it means it became light, then there is a riot to Rudu Rav. What's the Pshat? Pshat's like this. Chayas and Listim are not told in Boiker. Boiker is Alois HaShachar. Chayas and Listim are Tizrach Shevesh, as the Pasuk can tell him, when the sun goes out. Is if the Pshat in the Pasuk was that they left, at the time of what, they went out in the morning, then you can't learn out the din from there. Because this din is because of Chayas and Listim. Chayas and Listim is totally in light, not in the morning. Mela, that's why the flow of the Gemara is that after the Gemara said the new Pshat, that it became light outside, which is Netzachava, then the Gemara brings the din of Rehuda Merav. Masha'enke, if the Pshat would have been the morning is Alois HaShachar, then it's no Shachar, said a member of Rehuda Merav. Atkan, the Marsha. The Marsha's Medayik, the Tosis argues, look at Tosis, Lashitase, Ukadu Rabbi Yehuda, Loikoi Amai de Mishani, Kidama Tzafra Nar. Tosis speaks out that Yehuda's member has nothing to do with the second Pshat of the morning became light. That stems with the next Rash Tosis, who says that the reason is because of Mazikin. Mazikin, Atolian day and night. Yeah, so Tosis Lashitase will learn that the problem over here is because of Mazikin, because of the Shadim. The Shadim operate on the day and night schedule, nothing to do with light. The Chayas and the Listim, they're totally in light and darkness. So when Alas HaShachar, it's still dark outside. So they wait until the Netzachama. So Rashi learns that Yehuda Merav's din was because of Netzachama, so that's why it's connected to the second shot that it became light. Tosis learns L'shitoso that the problem is Mazikin. That can even be, that's not connected to any other Pshatim. Because Sai, whether it means morning, Sai, whether it means what it called, the din of Yehuda Merav is not totally on Dafka becoming light, Dafka Netzachama. Mashal doesn't say the whole Shtik HaTorah, but the Mashal tells that Tosis argues on Rashi, because Rashi's Mashal that it's a flow. Agavuch, if you want over Shabbos, have nothing to do, or you have something to do, look in the Ayin Yuma, Dav Chafal, Parashi, the Raska Hayetzi, Yechidi Balayla, the Dhamma Barashi, you're not allowed to go out at night alone. Rashi says, because of Mazikin. So Bikivek is really telling a Shai Lakila. Rashi over here says, Chayas a Muslim. And over there it says Mazikin. Well, if you had for mail, the answer is simple, because over there it says Al Deitzi Yechidi Balayla. It says don't go out at night. Night has to do with the Mazikin, with the Shadim. And over here it says Bechitoiv. Chitoiv is light. Light has to do with Chayas and Listim. That's the Chayas, the Emes Ateres, on the Kiv Egez Ha'ora, that the Rashi over there says because of Mazikin. Like Tosis, the answer is over there, it says lightly, you shouldn't go out alone at night. That has Shakas and Mazikin. Over here we're talking about a different din, which is Chayas and Listim, and that's the Machlokes over here, Rashi and Tosfos.
Same
problem. Okay, one second. I didn't say anything that requires questions. Let's go further. Zakti Wa Vaita. Yeah. At least in my eyes. Zakti Wa Vaita. You have it inside? Frankly, you want Mesve. So, again, we have this Machlokes, what the word R means. Frankly, you want Mesve. Uka'or Borke Yizrach Shemesh Alma Or Yomama. We see the word Or means day. Miksiv Or Borke Uka'or Borke Ksiv Achikama Ka'or Borke Borke Mazeh Kain Shich HaShemesh Tzik L'Rabba. The Pasuk is making a comparison between the light of the morning in Olam Hazeh comparable to the light that the Tzadikim are going to have in Olam Haba. But it doesn't mean a noun. Remember what a noun is, Lama? What? It's a Shem Dover. Yeah, that's tire. You see, mine only filters tire, nothing secular. The it's not a noun. It means when the morning's gonna get lit up. Meisve. Oh, is a Musa Gemara. Vayikra Elikim Or Yoyim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu called Or Yoyim. Alma Or Yomamahu. So Gemara, no, it's not. It doesn't mean that. It's not come. Well, the Meir Hu Bar Kari. In fact, not the Lachosha Kari Lai. The Machshu Bar Kari Lai. That means when it's going to become light. It's not machshuk. El lachikamar. Kari Rachmanu l'nahay. Hakadosh Baruch Hu called over the bria of light. Who pakdei a mitzvasa, and he commanded it on the mitzvahs. The mama. The kari Rachmanu l'chashucha. Who pakdei a mitzvahs of the laila. He called overnight darkness, and he told it, you're in charge of the mitzvahs at night. So the poshim shad of mitzvasa the laila means your job, right? What's mitzvasa the laila mean? The day is. Has to work by day, right? The light has to work by day and the dark. So there's three horrors in this Gemara. Most of horrors. One of them is the first Harishon. The first Har is a famous Maisa. Shteta Ve'akosh Baruch Hu called over the darkness and told you, you're going to work now, right? Shteta Ve'akosh in this Gemara, it's a big idea, that darkness is a Bria. The famous going, Yaitza Or, the boy Ve'akoshah, the famous philosophical Chachiri, is darkness nothing more than a lack of light, or is darkness a separate Bria? In this Gemara, you see that it's a Bria. He called over the darkness and said, go do this. That's Aleph. Beis is another thing over here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a tafkid to the what? He gave a tafkid to the light, and he gave a tafkid to the night. But the lashon of the pasuk is vayikra lekim. It means your tafkid is your name. What you are is what you do. Anyway, the main interesting thing about this Gemara is a fascinating Gemara. What does the word mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu called over a day. Upakde ha-mitzvasa delayla. And he commanded on the mitzvahs of the night. So Rashi says, what does mitzvasa delayla mean? Tzivol l'shamesh vayim. Hey, he took the light and said, mitzvasa, your job is what? Is to work by day. He called over the darkness and said, your job is mitzvasa belayla. There's a Ma'amal de Gezach. You see afterwards, Rebbe of Peretz says a different shot. Rebbe of Peretz in the back here. It's not to be believed. Rebbe of Peretz says, he called over the light and says, you're in charge of all the mitzvahs of the day. Tefillin, lulav, you're in charge of the day mitzvahs. He called over the darkness and he said, and you're in charge of the night mitzvahs. Here you read the pasuk Arishin. Mitzvah Sadala means he didn't say that, okay, Tzivu, your job is to work by day, your job is. You're in charge of the day mitzvahs, and you're in charge of the night mitzvahs. Why is this such a critical hashkaf upshat? What do you mean that the day is in charge of the your job is to service the mitzvahs of the day? You all know. State istaku by Raisa Ubara Alma. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah and created the world. What does that mean? What it means is very simple. Why is it that you were all born from parents? Tati, mami. Why did you grow like carrots in the garden? Whatever. They put it in, what they call it. And carrots grow. There's a stalk. Guy comes, pulls it out. So the guy pulled the hair, right? You have a little hair. And they pull out. That's a boy. they pull out the next carrot. It's a girl. It's they make a kiddish. What's his business with? Fathers and mothers. Why you ever had such a kasha? Why carrots less? Why carrots less? What do you call it? What's this whole tati mami business? You have to go and bring the mami and take out the garbage and don't speak to tati and mami like that. What is the whole darn thing? The Teretz is poshut. Because it says in Aseres HaDibros, Kabed es avicha, lesimecho. And if you're going to be like a carrot, you won't have a tati, you won't have a mami. Is all that there is in the Torah Kedosha, that is in the Bria, there's a thing called parents, yeah? You know why zebras don't have tatis and mamis? Or carrots don't have? Because carrots don't have kibbutz of aim, yeah? Carrots don't have kibbutz of aim. Zebras do have tatis and mamis. They must have some sort of kibbutz of aim. I don't know exactly how. Hierarchy in their tribe. But everything, istakum baraisa bar alma means that whatever it says in the Torah, that's how the world was created. So if there's such a thing called, if there's a thing called an ax in the Torah, you know why? Because it says, shar shadag v'chasapara. How can you have Abba Ovas Nezikim if you don't have that's what the Altavos Lobotka said. The Altavos Lobotka said that it says Avraham Avinu taught himself Torah. So the Alta said, how did he teach himself Torah? He didn't have a Rebbe. So some people say he had Ruach HaKodesh. The Alta said Napshat. The Alta saw a whole Bria. He understood that the Bria had a purpose. So the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu istakul b'raisa b'ra'am, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and created the world. Avraham Avinu went backwards. He looked in the world and he created the Torah. He said that if there's a Bria, it must be there's a thing called Kibbutz of Aim. Well, that's why you create parents. And if there's a thing called business, it must be there's a Parashas Mishpatim. And if there's roofs on buildings, it must be there's a Mitzvah of Micah. And if, yeah, because istakul b'raisa b'ra'am, istakul b'alma b'ra'raisa. He learned it backwards from the Bria. Anyway, it's before Shem Gemara. It's before Shem Gemara, according to Rabbeinu Peretz. What does Rabbeinu Peretz say? Kadosh Baruch Hu took the days and said, you're in charge of the mitzvahs of the day. What do you mean? Pastor, you learn fakeret. If there's a thing called days, then there's mitzvahs for the day, the mitzvahs of the night. Shteita fakeret. The mitzvahs of the day came first, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said that I need the day for the mitzvah of the day. You're in charge of the day mitzvahs. What day mitzvahs? First you have to have a day, and then you have day mitzvahs. First you have to have a night, then you have night mitzvahs. Shtein digmar fakeret. There's a thing called mitzvahs by day. No, if you have mitzvahs by day, then you have to have somebody to service those mitzvahs, right? As they stay in this interesting Gemara of Rabbeinu Peretz, before anybody has any questions, let's go fight them. Meisei. What do you say? We shouldn't do this more often. This is torture for me. Only among this. Meisvei, Fekti Gemara. Halu kol kochver. But if Ravina and Rav Ashi put it into the Heilige Talmud, then it's Kodesh Kodoshim. Meisvei. Pasuk says, until Halu kol kochver are. So the Gemara learned that the Pasuk is the stars which shine at night. Alma or Ortu, the stars which give off light, praise Hashem, only the ones that give off light, not all the stars, are relying on not all the stars that give off light. Some of them reflect, some of them don't. Yeah? In fact, tomorrow, only those stars which what? Which give off light, have to give Shvach Tekros Boku, looks in Halu Kol Tzvav, all the stars, all the Kechavim, give Shvach. El HaKamashal and the Or Kechav Nami Orhu. Comes teach the light of a Kech of a star, light by Nachmin, or the Noidim in Or. Yeah. And Noidim in Or is Bechav Bechav, Meisvei, La Or Yorkum Ritzach, Yiptal Oni Ve'evin, Ubalai Li Yekaganav. I mean, the cover Lai Li Yekaganav, Alma Or Yomamuhu. Hasamachi Kamar, Yip Shita Lach Vilzak in Ahoyra, De Anafshei, Yeah, nafshei kasi. Before it says it doesn't mean that or is lila. It means like this. What it means is, it doesn't mean or is yayim. It means, this is talking about a boba machteras, right? The pasuk says, Pashas Mishpatim. If you're sitting in Yadira, right? What's Pashas Mishpatim say? You're sitting in Yadira, and you have these matzah panels, right? We talk about that, right? And all of a sudden, one of the panels starts to move. Then you see a guy, I need to come up. What do? You shoot him. Right, laughing. Yeah, Moritz, the first apostle. Machteres Yehovah HaGadol. Shoot the guy, right away.
Probably the guy from the downstairs thing got
a piece of
paper. That's Arabs from Gaza,
that's
for sure.
It's what they call you. It doesn't have to be an Arab from Gaza, that's what it says. It says over here, Shitach Milzak and Erdan Ashkasi, if it's Pasha that he's coming to kill you, they need to not tell Ben Ashkasi. He's Safka and Wilson, but if you're not sure Kalaila, Rashi speaks out because it's your father, let's say. Right? So if it's your father, then it's not clear that he's coming to rob you, obviously, okay? But he wouldn't kill you if you stand up to him, then you're not allowed to kill him. There's an interesting Rabbi Chanan over here, which you don't have time to see. Mitzvah Hashem, the next matzah. Meisvei. What? Rabbi Chanan's over here, very fascinating Rabbi Chanan. Eisvei. Choshku kerech vei nishpoil yekav la'or ve'ein al yirbaf ve'shachar. You can cover yekav la'or ve'ein. The guy's waiting for day. Alma or Yomamuhu. The Moses Hasam Mela to the Kolayit Yev Lamazi is cursing himself. Amar Yehi Rava. The Litzra Chach Gavul and Oira. He should want to wait for light. The Loi Lishkei won't find it. Meisvei Vayimah Achlei Shechi Shufeini Vlaila Or Badeni Alma or Yomamuhu. Hasam Hachi Kamar Davani. Mati Achlei Shechi Shufeini Olam Habashu Daim Aliyim. Achshav Hayel Mazehu Daim Aliyim. Or Badeni became light. Meisvei. Listen carefully now. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Baitkin Or Labasa. Uba Rosa Shachris, Uba Shasa Beer. Okay, this is the Rai Muchachas. Me the Kamar of Yehuda Boitkin, Ora Baasur Baasa Shachris. Alma Orotu, this is the first definitive Raya. Or means night, because in the Mishnah later on, that we already learned also together, Naf Yud, it says Orla Baasur and Shachris. So obviously, Or is at night. This is Shramino, right? That Orla Baasur means you do B'di Gatomets at night. But this whole Gemara is a fascinating Gemara. That Yehuda Nazi printed a Mishnah Orla Baasur, and Namura didn't know what he meant. And they began to bring Raya's all over. Does Or mean day? Does Or mean night? This is the first clear raya that Or means night. Shmamino, that's raya number one. Meisvei, maybe Sayyab also about Sias Malacha. Rablaiz bin Yankov and Bishasa Or. Yehudah and Bishasa Netzachama. Amulay Rablaiz bin Yankov and Yehudah and Chiech and Matina Yemesh and Ktasa, also about Sias Malacha and Ktasa and Mutter, about Sias Malacha. Where do we find the day that's partially Mutter, partially also? Amulay Huatma Yachiach. Ktasa and Mutter, Bachil, 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 Only part of the day of Erev Yontif you're allowed to eat, and part of the day you're not allowed to eat. Either way, me the Kamar of Yehuda Mishasa and Netzachama Alma or the Kamar of Elizabeth Yankov or to he obviously meant the night. Loi my or Amar Hashachar Yochi the Kamar of the Hechmat Zini Yevshu Ktsasa Mutu Vasis Malach Ktsasa Alzba Sim Malacha Nevi Yehuda Nafshi also splitting it. So if you borrow a Vishla with the Ashkacha there Palgar Bona Ben Yimam Alalayla we find the Chazal made a split between day and night. That's not called splitting a day. Kapitain is Tzibur. And must have a shake, such yellow with a shake, allowed to eat the whole night. Dilo was a yank, sure, and I'm at Chris a gever. El did the dog, Hecha Ashkin, her yamo, or goofy the Palgaver Abona. Where do we find the day that they split? Amale, who asked for Yochia? She makes us a mutter, but kills come to us. We know that you split the day. Shabbat Kamal Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar, it's a good taina. We see that we split the day even when, even in the middle of a day by Achilas Chametz. But the Gemara says like this. The Gemara originally wanted to bring a raya that or means nighttime. The Gemara says it's not a raya that or means nighttime. Or could mean the morning. And the taina was, do you split a day? So the Adam Achleikas Lagabi, the minig not to work on Erev Yontiv. The Adam Achleikas Lagabi, the minig not to work on Erev Yontiv. And the Machleikas between it wasn't in Yankov. And the other taina was, do we split days or not? So he answered back and see. So we're done with the raya of whether or means night or day, because or could mean the morning. And he said the whole day, don't split the day. And he said it's netzachama, which is splitting the day. So he answered it back and said, what do you mean? We see we split days by the isra of achilas chametz is half a day on erev yontiv. He said achilas chametz is the raisa. The Torah said to split it. Where do you see that the rabbanim split a day? So he answered it back and said no. The rabbanim split the day because you all know that erev yontiv, which we're going to see in a second, Chazal added on how many hours to the isra. How many hours did Chazal add on to this? So Mishnah Daf Yiral, they added on 2 hours. You're about to add it on 2 hours. So the Mela what? So you see that the Rabbanon do split days. So he answered it back and said, no. The Rabbanon only split days when the Deraisa split a day. When the Deraisa split the day in half. So the Rabbanon slapped on another hour or two. Hashem came by Issa Malach on Erev Pesach, which is the Rabbanon to Kadir. There's no reason to split the days. That's what the Gemara comes out. So the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya originally that the word Or means what? Means the night before. Why? Because the taina. Why? Because the taina of Rav Elazar ben Yankov was. Rav Elazar ben Yankov's taina was. Excuse me. Yeah. Rav Elazar ben Yankov's taina was what, that you can't split days. Correct. So therefore, when he said or, he meant that you're also from the night to do malach already. See that or means night. And Rav says no. What he meant to say is you can't split days. You can't split from a leis hashachar till the night. That's the dechia of the Gemara. Therefore, you don't have a riot. Now the Gemara got into an interesting shayla of do Rabbanon split days or not? So Rav Elazar ben Yankov said you don't split a day, therefore it's also from when to do malacha from when? From aleis hashachar, and or doesn't mean night, or means the morning. And the Rabbi Yehuda answered back and said, no, the Rabbanon do split days. Where do we see the Rabbanon split days? The Rabbanon split days by the Isser to eat chametz on Erev Pesach. I dare to derisa from 12 o'clock and on, but the Rabbanon slapped on 2 more hours from 10 o'clock and on. And the Mela, about to eat it on 2 hours, so we see the Rabbanon split days. He answered back, and so he nailed split days. And over there, he slapped it onto the Raisa. Atkam. What's very important about this Gemara is the famous Biskarov. The Rach over here says, on the side, the Rach says, what was this hour that, what was the Pshat that the Rabbanon ate it on? Rabbi Yehuda Lachav, Amin Rabbina El Bishah Shisha Seisur the Rabbanon. The Rach is 6 lines from the end of the first long piece. Right before Toshma on the bottom, it says, "Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lecha, Ano Nami Amri El Bishas Shisha Shasur Derabanan." I didn't mean to ask you from the 7th hour, which is the Raisa. That I know is the Raisa, but I was asking you from the 6th hour that Chazal slapped on another hour, because normally you're only also from the end of the 6 hours, which is the 7th hour. Chazal ate it on another hour. Frick the whole felt on the Rach. It looks like a printing mistake. How many hours did Chazal ate on in the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph? They didn't eat on 1 hour, they ate it on 2 hours. Turn to Yud Aleph on the base. Look at the Mishnah over there. Rabbi Yehuda himself. Eichlin kol arba, toilin kol chomesh, nisafim et chila shesh. You're not allowed to eat Yud Aleph on the base, which is, by the way, the way we paskin. You're not allowed to eat the entire 5th hour. You see Rabbi Yehuda, you have the Mishnah paskin? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you're not allowed to eat the whole 5th hour, and then you burn it in the beginning of the 6th, okay? So that means what? How many hours did they add on? Rabbi Yehuda himself. How many hours did they add on? 2 hours. So why is it that the Rach over here chaps on? Why does the Rach over here chap on the Shoshishas? It's Shoshamisha. They're about to eat it on 2 hours, by the way, not 1 hour. So what did Gemara say over here that what? Those Machlekes over here do the Rabbanon split days. Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov said that when it comes to Isser Malacha, when it comes to Issa Malacha, it has to be also from Alois HaShachar the whole day, because we don't split days. Night, we don't mind splitting, but we don't split a day in the middle. It has to be from Alois the whole day. He says, I'll prove to you that they split it. In Achilas Chametz, they split it. So he answered back and said, Achilas Chametz from 12 o'clock is the Raisa, it's not the Rabbanon. So he answered back and said, no, but the Rabbanon ate it on hours. So he said, no, they ate it on hours to the Raisa. But Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya that you do split days from the fact that the Rabbanon added on hours part of the day that you're also Achilas Chametz. What was the Rabbanon's additions? Says the Rach, the sixth hour. But Rabbi Yehuda himself in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph, says, well, they added on how many hours? They added on 2 hours. Why does the Rach grab on the sixth hour when Rabbi Yehuda says it's also for 2 hours? So the Velt says, it's a raya to the famous Biskarov. What does Biskarov say? In Perak Alf Halacha Tes, if you have Oiz Vahadis, turn to the back in Rambam. Perak Alf Halacha Tes, Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Perak Alf Halacha Tes, Hilchos Chametz Matzah. We'll learn a stick of brisket off inside. Yeah? What? Daf Hayes. Got it? We'll start from Halacha Ches. They have Ches there also probably, right?
Yes.
Let's learn it. Also, Lachol Chametz B'Yom, Ab also Mechatzoyz HaYom V'Lamal, Shu Mitchil HaShosh Shvias B'Yom. Midaraisa, you're not allowed to eat Chametz from the end of the sixth hour. By the way, how do we know? We're going to spend a lot of time in the coming weeks learning what the Mukkah is. You get Malchus. Halacha test now. Yeah, look at halacha test. You have it? Look at this Rambam. The Asru Chachamim Lachol Chametz Mitchila Shoshishes Kedei Shaliga B'Satorah. Chazal slapped on an hour that you shouldn't get even close to the Torah. Gzera. Maybe a cloudy day, you make a mistake 2 hours. Then already sees the diak, but the diak gets worse. Now look to Halacha Yud. This is a shocky thing. If you eat in the fifth hour of Oichel B'Shosh Shishes, like, watch. If you eat from 12 o'clock and on, you get Malkus, you're over the Raisa. If you eat in the sixth hour, you get Malkus Mardus. What's Malkus Mardus? Malkus Mardus is Malkus on a Dinder Abonon. If you eat in the fifth hour, you don't get anything, but you're over a Gzera. Says the Rav, twice we see in the Rambam that even though the Rabbanon slapped on 2 hours, it's two different things. In hour number six, you get Malkus Mardus. In hour number five, you don't. A. And B, in Halacha Tes, he says it in two separate dinim. He says, Shah Shishas is Asur, and then they made Xerah for Shah Chabishas. So the Brisker Rav says a very brisk of heart. And he says that there's a huge difference between the sixth hour and the fifth hour. They're both the Rabbanans. In the sixth hours, Chazal Asur the Chefts of the Chametz. Halay, in the sixth hour, it's still Mutter, right? Chazal said, no, the Chefts became Asur the Chametz. In the fifth hour, they didn't Asur the Chefts yet. They asked the Gavra from eating the Chametz. The Mela, in the sixth hour, which the Lashon of the Rav is, the Be'evis Iker Isura the Chametz Ba'cheftza Maschel Rach Mishal Shishas Bovad. It starts in the sixth hour. The Ein Chilak Klal. And he says that they asked the fifth hour, it's a Gzera of a cloudy day. Ein Zeh Adayin Iker Isur Chametz Ve'ein Zeh Isur Cheftza. And he brings the Rambam, that the Rambam divided into two things, the sixth hour, the fifth hour, and then he says, Halacha Yud, he says, the diak that I said, here you get Makas Mardas, and here you don't. So obviously the gather is, the Ad Shoshishas got Makas Mardas, like, even though you were over on the Rabbanon, but you don't get Makas Mardas. I knew, because the sixth hour, it's a Cheftza. And the fifth hour is what? It's just the Dinah of the Gavra. So the Velt wants the Taina, that the Rach, who is the Rebbe of the Rambam, the Rach was the Rebbe of the Rambam. So he, and the Gemara over here brought rayas that were split the day. He said the sixth hour, not the fifth hour. I, Rebbe Yehuda himself, also in the fifth hour. That's stomach Gzeira. It's not called I split a day. In other words, if I went ahead and said part of the day is mutter, part of the day is also, that's called splitting a day. Not that they stop made a Gzeira for a cloudy day. That's not called they split the day. So that they went ahead and said the Chametz is mutter until the sixth hour, and after the sixth hour, it's a cheftza of iser. That's called splitting a day. Like the soy, the chametz is also it's mutter, the cheftza. So the Rachman, he wanted to bring down the example of splitting a day. He spoke about the sixth hour, not the fifth hour, because the fifth hour is stomach zera. That's not called you split the day. When we're talking about splitting the day, that means decide. The chametz is also it's mutter. Make up your mind. And that's called splitting, because the sixth hour has a cheft of iser, as opposed to the fifth hour, it's only an iser gavra. Atkan the briskerov. Wait, why?
Her chaka huda oven.
That's his teretz. No, that's his teretz. It's going on both hours. If I can't, it makes it worse. But I can point out, that's what the Velt says, that the rach over here meant to say, al derech the briskerov.